We are almost at the halfway point in our preparation for Easter. Today we are called by the church to repentance, a radical conversion in our lives. In today's gospel acclamation, we hear the Lord's call to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This encapsulates the fundamental call of this penitential season, a divine invitation to change our lives and do works that reveal our Christian dignity. Our Lord reminds us to reflect on our lives and our actions in order that we may have a greater commitment to our journey of conversion. Christ tells us in today's gospel, "But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." Expanding on the Lord's words, in the second reading, St. Paul urges us not to deceive ourselves. It is not enough to have been baptized or nourished at the Eucharistic table. St. Paul tells us that if we do not live as Christians and are not attentive to the Lord's signs in our lives, we are all at risk of perishing. We are all called to conversion through repentance, but what does this really mean? It means to turn around our lives by completely transforming our minds. The Greeks called this transformation metanoia. The story of the life of a Swedish chemist named Alfred illustrates the type of radical conversion that we read about in today's readings. Alfred lived in the late 1800s and spent nearly his entire life inventing explosives as well as other powerful weapons. He amassed a great fortune licensing these patents to governments so they could make powerful weapons. One day, while out of town, Alfred's brother died. By accident, a newspaper printed an obituary for Alfred instead of his brother. This obituary identified Alfred as the inventor of dynamite and a man who made a fortune by enabling armies to achieve new levels of mass destruction. Alfred had a unique opportunity to get a glimpse of how he might one day be judged as a merchant of death and destruction. The newspaper's mistake forced him to turn around his way of thinking, to undergo a metanoia. It was then that he decided to completely change direction. He donated almost 95% of his massive fortune and used it to establish awards for accomplishments contributing to peace and life rather than death and destruction. Today we recognize this man as Alfred Nobel, the man who instituted and funded the Nobel Peace Prize. Just like Alfred, we have this same opportunity for conversion this Lenten season, to make radical changes in our lives. Does this mean that we should slow down, pump the brakes a few times, and gently veer off to the left or to the right as we drive down the path of life? No way. It means we should lock up the brakes, kind of Dukes of Hazzard style, spinning around 180 degrees and taking off in the opposite direction in the areas of our lives that are not under God's control and domain. Jesus is warning us that it is precisely in the closure of our hearts to the Lord and the failure to follow God's path for our conversion that will lead to our death, the death of our souls. During this Lenten season, each one of us is asked by God to mark a turning point in our life. If we have not yet done so, it is not too late. We are invited to begin thinking and living in accordance with the gospel in every area of our lives. Christ makes this appeal to us because he is concerned for our well-being, our happiness, and our salvation. On our part, we must respond to him with a sincere interior effort, asking him to make us more aware of the particular areas in our life that we should change. One way we can accomplish this is through a daily examination of our conscience. It is a great way to make sure that we never let sin or the habit of selfishness take root in our hearts and obstruct God's plan in our life. This prayer format is easy to remember. T plus three. The letter T is for thanks. We should thank God for whatever blessings were most apparent throughout our day. This fosters within us an attitude of humility and gratitude towards God. This is the beginning of knowing that we need salvation. The number three stands for the three most important relationships in our lives: God, others, and ourselves, in that order. We simply ask ourselves, did I live today as Christ would have me live regarding these three relationships? First, our relationship with God. Did I pray? Did I pay attention to God's voice in my life today? Second, our relationship with others. Did I love my neighbor as myself? Did I put the needs of others before my own needs? And third, our relationship with ourselves. Did I give in to pleasure-seeking, laziness, procrastination, irresponsibility? Things go on and on. A nightly examination of our conscience may not take much longer than 2 to 3 minutes, about the time it takes to brush your teeth before you go to bed. Just like brushing your teeth, a regular nightly examination of your conscience will improve your spiritual health, as well as freshen your spiritual breath. Jesus concludes today's gospel with the parable of the barren fig tree for a reason, to remind us of God's abundant mercy and the patience that he has, but also to reveal the urgent need to return to God, to renew life in accordance with God's plan. The dialogue that develops between the master and the vine dresser shows us, on one hand, the mercy of God, who is patient and allow human beings, each one of us, time in which to convert. On the other hand, it shows us a need to change both our interior and exterior way of living with urgency in order not to miss the opportunity that God's mercy affords each and every one of us. God wants us to overcome our sinfulness and respond to his care and his nurturing by the most precious fruit of all, a life lived in the love of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.